It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lacaparral County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lacaparral County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. And we say good morning to Josh Benega, Lacaparral Veteran Service Officer. How's things going there, Josh?
Well, I knew it was going to rain last night.
Yeah, not much.
Well, regardless, yep. I washed my truck.
Yeah, well, that's enough to mess that up anyway. Huh?
You know, and I even polished it.
Yeah. It still looks pretty good, though. Pretty shiny out there. Pretty shiny.
You'd be surprised the number of people that after I wash it, people go, did you get a new truck? No, I just washed
Maybe you should wash it more often.
It's happened like five times, I swear.
I've got my Equinox is like dark blue. So that takes a lot of washing all the time. And my old Trailblazer, that silver color, never shows up. So
I had a silver pickup way back when, and it never showed
hardly,
up.
Hardly ever have to wash that thing.
Yeah.
Kind of handy. So that's my recommendation is to buy something silvery. Well, let's salute a veteran here.
Today we're saluting Seaman First Class Orville Melvin Nelson. Orville was born on January 17th, 1925, in Lewisburg, passed away March 19th, 1998. He entered active duty in the United States Navy on January 18th, 1945, right here in Madison. Was honorably discharged 1 year and 7 months later on August 19th, 1946, in Minneapolis. During his time in the Navy, he served aboard the USS, I'm going to butcher this, Zeilin, Z-E-I-L-I-N, Zeilin.
Got to be close.
Yeah, which was a transport ship in the Pacific during World War II. So we thank you, Orville, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because as we all know, freedom is not free.
Very good. Salute to the vets.
Absolutely. Every day is Veterans Day in my office.
Of course, Flag Day tomorrow, by the way, Tuesday. So fly your flag. It's a good way to salute the veterans.
Yes, and if your flag is not as not as serviceable as it used to be,
tattered and torn.
We have a drop box at the courthouse where it'll be recycled disposed of properly.
All right. So good day to think about that.
Absolutely. Yes.
All right. Tomorrow. All right. The topic today is support for caregivers.
Yeah. The VA is taking some bold steps to improve support for caregivers. There was a press release came out on the 3rd, or it was actually a blog posting written by Colleen Richardson, which is who's the executive director of VA's Caregiver Support Program, or CSP. And talking about steps are taken to ensure veterans and the caregivers are given the resources needed. Part of the VA's Mission Act in 2018, VA's Caregiver Support Program has undergone bold steps and improvements to enhance the program and increase access to veterans and their caregivers. 2020, can't believe that was 2 years ago already. The Program for Comprehensive Assistance for Family Caregivers, PCAFC, expanded to veterans who served before May 5th, 1975, added over 22,000 caregivers of veterans to the program, more than doubling its program size, and they're set to expand veterans of all eras beginning October 1st of this year. Additionally, the resources available in VA's Program for General Caregiver Support Services, PGCSS, Core VA's Caregiver Support Program, are also undergoing enhancements and expansion. As VA expanded the PCAFC to new eras of veterans under the Mission Act, VA began reassessing caregivers and veterans already enrolled in the program. Through this reassessment process, it became apparent that new criteria may not meet the needs for post-9/11 veterans and their family caregivers. So at that point, VA put a halt on discharges for the legacy applicants, legacy participants, and their family caregiver based on reassessment. It also undertook an effort to put meaningful solutions in place that will have an immediate and positive impact on the caregivers and veterans participating in the program. Over the past few months, VA has taken a few actions here. First, they halted discharges for all legacy applicants, participants, and their family caregiver based on reassessment. Legacy participants, applicants, and their family caregivers will remain enrolled in the program and continue to receive support and services under PCAFC unless revoked or discharged for a related reason unrelated to the assessment. VA is also engaged with veteran service organizations, military service organizations, caregivers, caregiver support program staff, and other stakeholders via listening sessions. They've redesigned their wellness contact process to better capture the caregiver and veterans' overall needs and to decrease the length of the contact. They expanded the PCAFC to Northern Mariana Islands following access to caregivers supporting veterans in all U.S. states and territories. They expanded the definition of safety, protection, and instruction standard, focusing on inclusivity. And VA is also working to do the following things: address the need for better transparency and understanding in the PCAFC decisions by updating its notification letter to inform applicants of the granular reasoning behind their approval or denial. They're streamlining its approach to the assessment process by reducing the number of questions to ease the burden of completing reassessments and continuing further to simplify the assessment process. Create a caregiver and veteran experience survey. They'll be used to make ongoing improvements. They're working across the caregiver support program, Office of Mental Health and Suicide Prevention, geriatrics, and extended care, and other VA offices to provide wraparound support to caregivers and veterans. Because most likely, veterans who need caregivers often need mental health, geriatric, and extended care, and other care like that. So including all of them in the services is a smart move, in my opinion. They're recruiting staff needed to fulfill three priorities: timely processing of applications, appeals of disagreements, and support to caregivers. There's a lot to do with these steps, and VA will continue to provide updates throughout this process. And they'll stop at nothing to make sure veterans and their caregivers get the support they need and deserve.
That's good.
So I know there's been some issues with the caregiver support program in the past. Some veterans have been kicked off or denied because, they didn't meet the service criteria, period, or things like that. But sounds like in the next few months they're going to be included in that, and hopefully it'll be an easier process to apply.
All right. Well, it's always good when things get easier.
Absolutely.
Instead of going the other way, which is more usually the case.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know that.
To err is human. To really screw up takes a computer.
Or to come up with a great program but have no guidelines for it.
That's right.
Things like that.
That's right.
Yeah.
So this will be in the Dawson Sentinel and the Western Guard this week. You can also probably find some information on the Veterans Linkage Line.
And you happen to have that number.
You left it out. You're so nice. That is 1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org. And, of course, you can contact our office in the lower level of the courthouse.
Green and growing. Sure, they're mowing it regularly.
Yep. I did take the bagger off my mower, so it's, so I can mow a little quicker now.
There you go. Yeah. Got to stop so often with that bagger.
Yeah.
When the grass is long.
Yeah. I'm going to bail my lawn. Anyways, you reach us by phone at 598-3445. I don't have any scheduled times I'll be out of the office, but I may have to pop out once in a while this week, so would be beneficial to call before coming over.
And your number again?
320-598-3445.
All right, very good. Well, Josh, appreciate the info. Again, Flag Day tomorrow. Fly your flag and salute a veteran that way.
Absolutely.
We will talk to you again next week.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Josh Benega, Lackbarrow Veteran Service Officer, with us today on Vets Info on the Air here on Q92. Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW Lackbarrow County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.